朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
神要我们，就是要我们能够 在一切的境况中，我们仍旧能够感谢神。
God wants us to be able to give thanks in the midst of all things.
也许有一天，我们真能够为着这个境况而感谢神。
Perhaps someday we will be able to give thanks for these things.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是不管怎么样，只有真实的信心能够帮助我们在一切的环境中仍然相信我们的神不会错。
The only true faith will allow us to trust and believe that our God will not be wrong in all things.
能够相信万事在互相效力。
That all things work together.
在那个密室的作者里面，他也说到当初他们为了救犹太人，他们被下在监狱里面去的时候。
And the author of The Hiding Place said that those people who hit the Jews, during the time of persecution,
他们原来只能够装几百个几百个人的一个监狱，被放了几千个人在里面。
And prison that were only able to hold hundreds were holding thousands.
那他们被放到那个最糟的监狱里面，充满了跳蚤跟各样虫的。
And they were put in prison that were full of fleas and all sorts of insects.
那个做妹妹的在那里感谢神的时候。
And
做妹妹的在那里感谢神，那个 sister，
the younger sister was giving thanks to God。
那大概是她的姐姐吧，还是别人？就说这种情况下，你怎么能感谢神呢
？And his sibling, his sister said, in this circumstance, how can you give thanks to God？
那后来他发现，也只有在那样子的一个这么糟的一个环境里面
，and only in such a circumstance，
德国士兵不会进来制止他们的聚会，不会来强暴他们这些女囚犯、
啊。They realized that the German soldiers would not be able to come in to seize their meetings or to rape the women.
弟兄姊妹，当我们很多的时候，我们真正去数主恩典的时候
，And a lot of times as we begin to count the Lord's blessings,
我们会发现其实每一件事情神都不会错。
And we begin to realize that God is never wrong.
那很多时候是在我们数算从前的事，我们才发现那是恩典，我们感谢神。
A lot of times as we count our blessing, we look back and we say, oh, it is God's grace.
但是有更多在信心里面的人，在事情还没有解释，没有理由以前，他就先感谢神。
But there are even more people that before they even see a resolution or a solution, they begin to give thanks.
弟兄姊妹，这在神的眼中是最美的祭物。
Brothers and sisters, these are the most beautiful sacrifice before God.
这是在信心里面献上感谢的祭。
This is offering up the thanksgiving of praise in faith.
这不是根据自己所蒙福蒙恩来决定我感不感谢。
It is not a thanksgiving that is based upon whether I am blessed or not.
人的感谢常常是根据所得到的祝福。
Man's thanksgiving is often based on what they have received.
人感恩的大小也根据得到的祝福大小来决定。
The magnitude of their thanksgiving is also proportional to what they have received.
那是出于信心的感恩。
But the thanksgiving that is out of faith.
它不是根据外在的环境。
It's not based on the circumstances.
我应该说，它不仅仅只是根据外在的环境。
I should say that it's not simply based on the circumstances.
他就是相信神爱他。
He simply believes God loves him.
他就是相信神在他的身上的旨意是纯全善良可喜悦的。
The will of God on him is pure and good.
他永远相信他所信的神是一个积极的神。
That the God whom he believed in is an active God.
他不仅仅从来不会错。
Not only is he never wrong.
每一件事情都有他至高的美意。
But everything has a wonderful.Purpose,
为着我们最高的好处和永存的将这个福分
for our utmost good and our eternal blessing.
所以当我们真正看见这件事的时候
and when we truly see these things,
我们才会警醒感恩、啊、
then we would be diligent in praising him.
因为每一个机会都是我们可以荣耀神的机会
because every opportunity is an opportunity to glorify him.
因为每一个环境都是我们经历主恩典的机会
and every circumstance is an opportunity for us to experience God.
所以为什么不仅仅保罗劝我们祷告要警醒
So not only does Paul tell us to pray without ceasing,
保罗也劝我们连感恩的事情都要警醒
and Paul says, even in the things of thanksgiving, do not cease.
因为感恩的生活不会自动出现的
Because
不会自动出现的
Thanksgiving does not come automatically.
它需要借着我们操练来的
It needs to be exercised.
它需要借着我们很警醒的数主恩典而来的
It comes from counting God's blessing one by one diligently.
那很多的时候呢我们的学习啊
A lot of times when we learn,
要我们在平常生活感恩不太容易
It is not easy for us to give thanks in the ordinary things in our lives.
很多的时候是在恩典失去的时候， 我们才体会到它是恩典。
A lot of times when we lose the grace of God or the things or these things, we begin to realize what is grace.
例如说我们失去健康以后
For example, when we lose our health,
我们才突然体会到健康原来这么重要。
And then we begin to realize how important is our health.
我们从来不会为了自己健康的时候来感谢神。
We never thank God while we are healthy for the sake of our health.
不要说大病了。
Not to say a serious disease.
如果牙齿突然痛到都肿起来了。
And if your tooth was hurting to the point that you're all swollen up.
需要抽神经，需要拔牙，你都会觉得，哎呀，如果没有牙痛，多舒服。
And you're under the treatment root canals, and you begin to realize, oh, if I don't have these toothaches, it'd be so great.
就像我自己以前健康的时候，也不会感谢神。
And just like in time past, when I was healthy, I didn't know how to give thanks to God.
等到被放到医院里面开刀受苦，被人家绑在床上，我才晓得如果正常多舒服啊。
When I was in the hospital bed, going under the knife, and I began to realize.How wonderful it is to be healthy.
我才晓得原来能够下床自己上厕所都是一件蒙福的事。
And I began to realize the ability to come out of my bed and go use the restroom is something of a blessing from God.
我想弟兄姊妹如果记得的话，我有一次跟弟兄姊妹做见证，我88年那一次动了15个小时手术啊。
And I gave a testimony in time past in 1988, I went under 15-hour surgery.
把我90%的瘤割掉了。
90% of the tumor was removed.
剩下10%了。
There was 10% that was left.
你知道吗？当我那个在休养、在养病的期间，有一天我到门口散步。
And in the process of my recovery, I was walking outside.
我突然注意到我的影子。
I noticed my shadow.
居然有两个耳朵出现。
I saw two ears that appeared in my shadow.
我的眼泪就下来了。
I began to cry.
我不知道已经多少年，我从影子里面只能够看到我的一个耳朵跟一个肿肿的瘤。
It's been so many years that all I can see my shadow is my right ear and then a big tumor on the left.
我多少年没有从影子里面能够看得到我的两个耳朵。
It's so many years I cannot see two ears in my shadow.
我相信弟兄姊妹，你们没有一个人会看到两个耳朵而感谢神。
And I know, brother and sister, that you would not thank God for the fact that you could see two.Traces of your years.
只有当我们失去的时候，我们才知道原来我蒙的恩典有多少。
It's only when you have lost it, you begin to realize how great was God's grace.
我一个同事原来对他的妻子、对他的孩子都不是很好，因为他妻子先信主。
And I had a colleague who wasn't very, did not treat his wife or his children very well.
等到他突然一下子之间长了血癌，不久之后就要走了。
And it wasn't soon until he.Knew that he contracted or he had leukemia and he was going to die pretty soon.
才不过30多岁。
He's only a little over his 30s.
他那时候告诉我们说他最后悔的两件事情。
And at his deathbed, he told us the two things that he regret the most.
一个他没有找信耶稣，让他可以为主做见证。
One that he did not come to Christ earlier and to testify for Christ.
第二个，他觉得他后悔，他对他的妻子跟他的孩子不够爱他们。
And secondly, he did not love his wife or his children enough.
弟兄姊妹，很多的事情在我们失去的时候，我们才会感谢。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of time we begin to give thanks when we lose the things that are treasured.
当学生的就巴不得早一天赶快毕业。
And we who are students, we say, "Oh man, I want to graduate quickly."
所以有一个学生跟他的老师抱怨：“哎呀，我还要再熬4年，我才能够离开学校。
”And a teacher or a student complained to his professor and said, "Another 4 years, would I be able to leave?"
那老师说：“你有什么好？”埋怨的，我要熬到65岁才能离开。
The teacher said, "What do you have to complain about? I have to work until I'm 65 before I can retire."
等到很多人做事以后，又很怀念学生的生活，对不对
？A lot of people who begin to work and they treasure those years when they were students.
很多人上班天天在那里埋怨。
There's a lot of people who are at work every day they complain.
等到一下子掉了没有工作2-3年，才晓得任何工作都是可贵的。
And once they lose their job for 2 or 3 years, they know any job is precious.
原来夫妻在一起，我们天天埋怨对方看不顺眼。
When a couple is together, every day they complain about each other.
等到有一天关系破裂了，或者事情出来了，我们才在那里后悔说，原来其实都是恩典。
And if one day they lost this relationship or they are under a tremendous amount of pressure, then they know we look lightly upon these grace.
弟兄姊妹啊，不要等到吃了苦头，我们才学会感恩。
But sisters, do not wait until you suffer pain before you give thanks.
那最笨的人是一辈子都学不会这个功课，从来不感恩。
The dumbest person are the ones who never learn how to praise.
那稍微好一点的人是吃了苦头以后才知道珍惜恩典。
Those who are a little better are those who suffer pain and they understand what is grace.
弟兄姊妹啊，希望我们都智慧一点，就是我们学着照着圣经的教导，早一点学会凡事感恩。
And I pray that we are all a little wiser, that in all things we learn to give thanks.
你不仅仅发现你自己在主的面前会蒙更多的恩典。
Not only would you realize that you will receive more of God's blessings.
你周围的人就会更爱你。
The people around you will love you even more.
一个真正懂得感恩的人，周围的人会更爱你。
A person who truly knows how to give thanks, those who are around him will love him more.
你如果会天天夸奖，会谢谢你太太为你做的菜，你就会吃更好的菜。
If every day you thank your wife for the wonderful food that she has made, you will eat better food.
所以你的姊妹如果做菜不好吃，责任是你，不是你的姊妹。
So if the food doesn't come out just right, it is your responsibility and not hers.
怎么会结婚十五年还做菜做得这么差呢？
How come after 15 years you still cook so terribly?
你这个弟兄太差劲了。
That is because the brothers are so bad.
你不要觉得你的太太太差劲，弟兄太差劲了。
Don't think that it's your wife's fault. It's your fault.
当然这个我听说以前黎弟兄有一次讲说他很喜欢吃麻油鸡，他到哪里去人家都给他做麻油鸡，那这样子也不好啊。
And I heard Brother Washman Nee said that he liked a particular dish, and everywhere he went.They serve them that dish.
他几乎没有一顿没有麻油鸡。那我们也不是说夸了太太一顿，他一辈子叫你吃同样东西啊。
We're not saying here that when you thank your wife, then you get fed the same thing every
day. 那弟兄姊妹，感恩的生活，我们需要从平常里面就开始操练了。
And words of thanksgiving needs to be exercised from every day of our lives.
在信心的里面，当我们学会感恩。
That in faith, as we learn how to give thanks,
就算我们不明白为什么
even when we don't understand why,
就算那个环境可能让我们不舒服
even the circumstances cause us discomfort,
可是你会发现当你真感恩的时候
but as you begin to realize when you truly give thanks,
第一个蒙福的就是我们自己
the first person that is blessed is you,
因为你从不满足从埋怨从受搅扰的里面你被释放
because out of your bitterness, out of your troubles, you are released.
有一次我跟念慈姊妹去看望一个一对夫妇
and one timeSister Nancy and myself went to visit a couple.
有一个姊妹跟我们做见证。
And the sister gave us her testimony.
她说她的孩子都已经蛮大了，还会尿床，常常尿床。
So their kid is relatively old, but he or she was still wet. The bed.
所以她很受搅扰，非常 frustrated， 有时候会生气啊。
And they were really troubled and they're frustrated. Sometimes they would be very angry.
觉得这个孩子早就已经过了那个年纪，都到了五六岁，怎么还会这样一直尿床
？So what's wrong with this kid? He's 5 or 6 years old. He still wets his bed.
所以以前她总是埋怨，甚至对孩子生气，对丈夫发脾气。
And she would always complain and be angry toward the kid and to be angry with her own husband.
所以直到有一天主改变她。
Until one day the Lord transformed her.
当孩子又尿床的时候。
And when the child was wetting his bed again.
她感谢神，孩子没有因为整夜睡在尿里面而感冒。
And she thanked God that the child did not suffer a cold because he was sleeping in his own urine.
当他发现说，当他开始这样子感恩的时候
，and she begins that as she began to give thanks this way，
他那些埋怨、那些受搅扰的情绪不在了
，and those feelings of complaints disappeared。
而且发现很奇妙的一件事情
，and she realized something that's very marvelous。
反而他女儿的这个问题不久以后就解决了
，and her daughter's problem quickly disappeared。
哎，弟兄姊妹，有的时候神是特别容许一些环境临到我们。
And sometimes the Lord allows certain circumstances to come to us.
神在这里训练我们。
And God is training us.
因为神不希望我们这个人活着，明明是信神，但是却好像没有神一样。
And God do not want us to live in a life where we believe that He exists, but we don't demonstrate it.
我们不把他当作神来荣耀他。
We do not glorify Him as God.
所以神为了恩典的缘故，神容许一些环境在我们周围。
For the sake of grace, He allows certain things to come to our lives.
训练我们因信而活。
Train us to live by faith.
训练我们会感恩。
Train us to know how to give thanks.
训练我们这个人，让我们的生命被改变。
Training us that our lives may be transformed.
为了在我们身上塑造基督的美德。
And that the beauties of Christ may be built or worked in us.
为了在我们身上产生一些敬虔的生活。
And there may be some godly things that happen within our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们越感恩的时候，其实我们的信心就越增长了。
The more we give thanks, the more our faith will grow.
一面来说，我们是只有真信心，我们才能凡事谢恩。
One way it is true that only true faith will cause you to give thanks in all things.
但是另外一面，当我们不断的谢恩的时候
，But on the other hand, as you begin to give thanks all the time,
我们才发现我们的神这么爱我们。
You begin to realize how much God loves you.
而这个经历、这个体会、这个认识。 能够让我们的信心更强化。
And this understanding, this knowledge, this experience can cause your faith to grow even more.
所以感恩的生活实行其实很简单。
So a lifestyle of thanksgiving is actually very easy, to practice.
Just do it.
Just do it.
那圣经上并没有教导我们什么事才要感恩。
And the Bible doesn't teach us on what things to give thanks for.
圣经上一句话清清楚楚的，凡事谢恩。
The word, the Bible is very clear. In all things, give thanks.
每一次谢恩就是一个献祭，献在神的面前。
And every time you give thanks, it is an offering, a sacrifice unto God.
荣耀神，讨神喜悦。
It glorifies God and pleases Him.
每一次谢恩。
And every time you give thanks.
我们在他丰满的恩典里面，我们领受了，我们就要恩上加恩。
And as fullness we have all received, and then grace upon grace.
你就发现那个感恩的心在我们里面是会增长的。
And the heart of thanksgiving will begin to grow.
所以要实行感恩的生活，就是 do it, 做。
And to exercise a lifestyle of thanksgiving is simply just do it.
存感恩的心。
With the heart of thanksgiving.
说感恩的话。
Speak words of thanksgiving.
行感恩的事情。
And to do the things that give thanks.
弟兄姊妹啊，让我们从心里面先调整。
So brothers and sisters, let's tune our hearts first.
知道我们这个人太不会感恩了。
We must realize that we really don't know how to give thanks.
让我们从心里面在信心的里面相信神。
That in our hearts, from our faith, believe God.
然后我们学习说感恩的话。
And then learn to say the things that give thanks.
对神对人都说。
To God and to man, speak words of thanksgiving.
所以波饼聚会弟兄姊妹一定要开口学习向神说感恩的话。
So brother and sister, in our breaking of bread, we need to open our mouth and speak words of thanksgiving unto God.
就谢谢主耶稣为我死在十字架上，两句话都可以。
Even two words, Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross.
当我们真正从心里面说出来的时候。
And when we truly say it from our hearts.
你发现你就容易被主的爱。
You will realize all of a sudden you'll be touched by His love.
要学习说感恩的话，对人也要。
Learn to speak words of thanksgiving unto men as well.
当一个人做好事，有恩于别人的时候。
When someone has done something good to another.
他应当是不求人知，不求人报。
He ought to not, desire a reward or a return.
那这是这个人该有的学习。
This is what the man ought to learn.
但是有受恩于他的人要学习感恩。
But the one who has received his grace need to learn how to give thanks.
我们要学习对我们的父母感恩。
We need to learn to give thanks unto our parents.
我们夫妻之间要彼此感恩。
Husband and wife, learn to thank one
another. 在神家里面，保罗劝我们说，要为了我们中间劳苦的人，我们要敬重他们。
In the house of God, Paul admonishes to give thanks to those who labor.
要用爱心格外的来敬重他们。
And with love, honor them.
我以前自己在教会里面不好意思多说啊。
And when I was in the church in time past, I did not say it very much.
当我有机会，我们去中国这么多年下来。
And so many years that we've traveled back into China.
我知道在中国的教会的弟兄姊妹非常学不会，这个感谢他们的传道人。
And we know that among the Chinese churches, the congregation doesn't really know how to thank their ministers.
那既然我们的信息有很多人会听，我觉得趁着这个机会，我也是跟弟兄姊妹讲，也是跟听我们网络的弟兄姊妹讲。
Because I know many will hear this message, I'm speaking to everybody here and those who will hear this.
因为我们在中国看见太多舍身奉献出来的传道人，他们生活非常的辛苦。
We've seen many, many ministers in China who offered up their lives and they lived lives that are in such a harsh life.
他们要下田，他们要打工，然后他们要服侍教会。
They need to go in the fields, they need to labor, they need to work, and they have to serve the church.
教会弟兄姊妹或是一般的中国人，很多的观念就是蒙恩是理所当然的，不知道回报。
And brothers and sisters in Chinese in general understands how to receive grace, but not how to give back.
福音的靠福音养生，理所当然的事情。
Those who preach the gospel ought to live by the gospel.
那我们教会弟兄姊妹非常的照顾我们，我们很谢谢弟兄姊妹。
And I thank the brothers and sisters you have taken care of my family.
那我们可以专心的侍奉主。
That we may serve God diligently.
但是我们要为了在中国或者在其他地方的教会们，我们也要祷告。
But we want to pray for those who are in China and elsewhere.
让教会的弟兄姊妹知道如何让弟兄、让传道人、让神的仆人。能够安心的、专心的去传道。
The brothers and sisters will learn how to allow the ministers to serve God completely and focused.
那不仅仅只是在物质经济上供应他们。
Not only just in material things.
我们也需要在实际的行动上，我们来秀我们对他们的感恩。
But in action, we ought to show them our thanksgiving.
对他们家人的感谢。
And an extra thanks, an extra portion of appreciation.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情对传道人和他的家人是太重要的事。
Brothers and sisters, these things are so important to the ministers and his family.
所以在美国特别定的十月份是 Pastor 这个 Appreciation Month 啊，整个月要学习的向传道人感恩的。
So in America, the month of October is set aside as Pastor Appreciation Month.
哦，反而外国人弟兄姊妹，他们在丰富中，他们不会忘记有恩于他们的人。
And the people who are here in the States are taught to give thanks to those who have been gracious.
但是我觉得中国的弟兄姊妹，我们要学这个功课。
Brothers and sisters who are in China and ourselves, we need to learn this lesson.
我甚至接到有一些弟兄姊妹对，因为这方面真理很少人讲。
And this aspect of truth, not too many people speak of it.
那传道人又不好意思讲。
And the ministers themselves really don't want to talk about it
themselves. 所以我今天特别为着这些同工们，我愿意在这里跟弟兄姊妹说。
So I'm willing to say this to all the brothers and sisters on behalf of the coworkers.
我甚至收到电子邮件，在这里说他们教会，有时候请到外面来的传道人来他们教会讲道。
And I've even gotten emails that brothers and sisters share that they've invited speakers from outside.
他说他们教会还送给他们红包。
And their church would even give them monetary offerings.
他们觉得这是败坏神仆人的事情。
And they think that this is something that corrupts the servants of God.
那人家神的仆人老远来你这里传道，本来教会就应该有供应，他们认为是收红包。
And the servants of God who comes to minister and to serve, they think that it's just like giving of money.
那不知道供应神仆人的需要，不知道感恩已经是错误了，反而要加上罪名。
And it is wrong not to know to give thanks for these brothers and sisters, but they even deem it as something that is bad.
所以我很希望在中国的弟兄姊妹，我们都要学这样子的功课。
And I want the brothers and sisters in China to learn the same lessons.
啊，我觉得在美国他们就非常重视这样子的事情。
And here in America, we really put this thing of importance.
那我不愿意太强调哈，免得弟兄姊妹以为你们很亏欠我。
And I don't want to keep on speaking on this topic because I don't want you to feel like you have shortchanged me.
可是你们任何时候对我和我的家人说一句感谢的话，你都不知道对我们是多大的激励。
And you don't know how great of an encouragement it is for me and my family when you say words of thanksgiving.
虽然我侍奉神，我活着，我没有在等待，没有在寄望。
And though I serve God, I do not wait for these things, and I do not hope for these things.
整个十月份我都忘记了，是那天突然整个教会只有一封信寄到我们家来说谢谢我们，我才想起来。
In the month of October, I didn't realize it was Pastor Appreciation Month until one letter that I received.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天就开始操练学习感恩。
Brothers and sisters, today we begin to exercise the life of thanksgiving.
回去谢谢你的配偶。
When you go home, thank your spouse.
回去打个电话给你的父母亲。
Call your mom and dad.
弟兄姊妹，学习去谢谢你的小组长，他愿意每个礼拜把家打开来。
Learn to thank your small group leaders that every day they're willing to open their house.
如果你试着打开你的家，你就晓得这不是一件容易的事。
You try opening up your house and you know it's not an easy thing.
有一次有个弟兄告诉我们，他们刚从台湾来美国的时候。
A brother once shared with us, they just came to the States from Taiwan.
他们到别的弟兄姊妹家，人家打开家接待他们去。
They went to someone else's house and they opened up their house to receive them.
你知道他的儿子乡下长大的，看见人家客厅一个盆景就对着他就尿。
And her son grew up in the countryside, and they saw a little pot in the living room, and he relieved himself in the pot.
很多弟兄姊妹家里面才换的地毯，才买的沙发，小朋友上去饭一下子撒上去，你知道那都是不容易的事。
Sometimes brothers and sisters have brand new carpets, and the kids come along and spill their food. It's not an easy thing.
弟兄姊妹要谢谢你们的小组长。
Brothers and sisters, thank your small group leaders.
要谢谢打开家的这些弟兄姊妹们。
Thank those brothers and sisters who opened their house.
你不知道当你们离开的时候，他们要花多少时间清这个。
You do not know how much they have to clean their house once you leave.
我自己知道。
I know this.
虽然很多弟兄姊妹离开我家的时候，因为我是传道人，所以做的已经比别的小组好了。
I know, brother and sister, when they leave, because I am a pastor, they cleaned up my house relatively well.
可是我们常常还是在地板里面找到很多黏黏的糖啊，什么东西慢慢擦。
And we still find candy and sticky stuff on the floor, and we have to clean it.
口香糖粘在椅子底下。
And bubble gum underneath the chair.
弟兄姊妹，这些事情都在发生。
Brother and sister, these things are all happening.
我们需要谢谢他们。
We need to thank them.
我们每个主日能够坐在这里。
Every Sunday that we can sit here.
多少弟兄姊妹是在聚会前一个钟头就到了。
So many brothers and sisters. is here an hour before our starting time.
已经四年多风雨无阻开着卡车把所有的东西搬过来。
For 4 years, we drive a truck and we moved everything here.
那多少的弟兄姊妹聚会开始的时候都迟到，都还没有到。
And so many brothers and sisters are still late and they are not even here yet.
我们真的在神家里面要在爱中常以为亏欠。
And in the house of God, we are always ought to think ourselves as lacking.
多少的弟兄姊妹在搬运的时候背被折到腰受伤了，你们弟兄姊妹你们不知道的。
And there are brothers who hurt themselves in the process of moving, and you are not aware of them.
我们只有一个盼望，就希望时间到的时候，整个教会能够有一个很合神心意的敬拜，一个很好的聚会。
And we just yearn and pray that when the time comes, we as the house of God will have a wonderful time of service.
结果全部准备好的弟兄姊妹姗姗来迟，迟到的这么厉害。
When everything is prepared and made ready.Yet brother and sister arrived late.
不仅仅没有来帮忙，反而都迟到。弟兄姊妹，我们亏欠神，亏欠弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister, if we have not come to help, yet we are late. We fall short of God's grace.
所以我们一面在这里感恩的时候
，On one hand, as we give thanks,
一面让我们的生活就受到改正。
Let our lives be transformed.
我希望下个礼拜开始，我们聚会都准时。
And next week, I pray everybody will come on time.
我希望更多的弟兄姊妹能够提早来，能够来帮忙 set up.
And more brothers and sisters will come early to help set up.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做在神的爱中。
Brothers and sisters, this is called in the love.
一个真正会感恩的人，他才会有感恩的行动。
Someone who truly know how to give thanks will have actions that speaks of thanks.
他自己才会在主的面前充满了喜乐。
And they will have joy that is overflowing.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们需要学感恩，太多时候我们不会了。
But sister, we need to learn how to give thanks.
所以有一次，丘吉尔对他们国家讲，不是讲道，演讲的时候。
One time, Churchill gave a speech.
他也讲了一个例子，他说有一个少年人跳到海里面去救一个快淹死的小孩子。
He said one time a young man jumped into the ocean to save a child.
冒着他生命危险把那个孩子救回来了。
And he almost lost his life. He saved this child.
他把这个带回到他这个孩子的母亲面前的时候。
He brought this child before his mother.
那个母亲一句谢谢都没有说。
The mother did not say a word of thanks.
反而问他说：“我孩子的帽子呢？你怎么没有把它拿回来
？”What happened to my child's hat? How come you missed it?
丘吉尔对他们的国家说：“我们要学习感恩。
”And Churchill said to his countrymen, "We need to learn how to give thanks."
弟兄姊妹，我们常常这个样子。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we are like that.
我上次跟 Nancy 到我们附近的从前叫做松竹小馆一个餐馆去吃饭。
And Sister Nancy and myself went to a restaurant nearby.
哎呀，那个老板那天坐在我的旁边，其实我跟他不熟，他就是跟我抱怨呢。
And the owner sat next to me.And began to complain.
他说：“你知道吗？有一个人哈，简直把我气的血压高高到两百多。”我说：“我说怎么了？”
And this one person angered me so much.
他说他吃完饭以后留了一个皮夹子在我桌上。
And after he finished his food, he left his wallet on the table.
我一打开来，里面一大排的美钞，都是百元大钞在那里。
And I opened the wallet, and there were like hundreds of.
他说我做的第一件事情，我就是找他的这个资料，找到他电话，我打给他。
And the first thing I did was I looked for his information and I called him.
结果他回来了。
And then he came back.
他拿起皮夹子算完钱以后，他说怎么少了五块钱
？He counted what was in his wallet. He said, "How come $5 missing?"
他说我气得我当场把他赶出去。
And I was so angry, I kicked him out of my restaurant.
他说我气得我整个血压高高的两百多。
And my high blood pressure was over like 200.
我贪你五块钱，我就不会打电话叫你回来了。
If I wanted your $5, I wouldn't call you back.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你这像不像我们这个人
？Brothers, isn't that just like us?
我们在主的面前领受了这么多恩典。
And before God, we receive so much of His grace.
我们只看我们没有得到的，我们却没有看见已经拥有的。
We only look at the things that we have not yet obtained, but we don't look at the things that we have.
有时候我们遭遇苦难，遭遇挫折，我们失去了一些东西。
And when we go through difficulties and trials, we have lost something.
但是我们的眼睛就看我们所失去的，却没有看。神还留给我们的。
But our eyes keep on gazing on the things we've lost, not the things that the Lord has kept in our lives.
或是我们曾经拥有过的。
Or the things that we have once held.
弟兄姊妹啊，求神帮助我们啊。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们学会凡事谢恩。
To help us to learn to give thanks in all things.
而且要警醒感恩。
And to thank God in all times.
对，感恩就是要随时。
And we need to thank God all the time.
感恩要及时。
In time.
感恩要真实。
And when we give thanks, we need to be true.
弟兄姊妹，我时间不够了，我没办法讲。
Brothers and sisters, I'm out of time.
除非我们定志心智要学习。
Unless we set it within our hearts that we are going to learn this.
感恩的生活不会从天掉下来。
The lifestyle of thanksgiving will not come from heaven.
我们要过一个喜乐满足的生活是不可能的。
It is impossible for you to live a joyous and a thanksgiving life.
我们需要不断地借着主的话来喂养它。
And by the words of God, feed it.
用信心来运用它。
And in faith, exercise it.
然后抓住我们生活里面每一个机会来操练它。
And take every opportunity to exercise it.
感恩的生活 才能够成为我们的。
And only will the lifestyle of thanksgiving be ours.
而且感恩会像信心一样，它会不住的增长。
And thanks, this lifestyle of thanksgiving will grow like your faith.
希望我们从现在就开始，不要再拖。
May we learn to begin now and not wait.
学习向神感恩。
To give thanks unto God.
我们底下的波饼，我们就学习每一个人都开口向神感恩。
We're going to begin breaking a bread. Let's everybody learn to give thanks to God.
不久之前，我们在一个地方聚会的时候。
Not too long ago, we met in a place.
聚会也不过100个人出头。
There's about little over 100.
整个聚会至少50-60个人起来波饼聚会起来赞美神。
There are about 50-60 people who got up to praise God.
他们属灵的年日都比我们短，他们是年轻孩子而已。
They were young people.
很多是年轻的。
And many of them were very young in Christ.
但是他们都能够起来一个一个起来赞美神。
But they got up one at a time and they gave thanks to God.
我请求主，今天我们的波饼聚会，我们都集中在主的身上。
And I ask everybody, let's focus.Our thoughts on the Lord.
我们好好的来感谢他。
Let's come and thank Him.
在难处中，我们可以赞美他。
In the midst of trials, we can praise Him.
我们很喜欢唱的一首诗歌叫《感谢神》。
And there's a song that we like to sing well. It's called.
这个作者，这个作者 August Storm, 他从37岁，他就得了一个严重的背疾。
And August Storm, he had a terrible back pain when he was young.
从37岁一直到他死为止，他都被这个病缠累。
And from the age of 37 to the day that he died, he was hindered by this illness.
痛苦难当。
And it gave him much pain.
但是他却写了一首这么好的诗歌。
But he wrote this wonderful hymn.
啊，感谢神，赐美国，对不对？我们唱过这条歌，对不对？
We all know this song.
感谢神，他赐给我路旁玫瑰。
And we thank God for the roses by the wayside.
感谢神，虽然它有刺。
Though it has thorns on its stems.
原文是瑞典诗歌，一共有4节，32个感谢神。
And there's 32 thanks to God in this hymn.
叫做凡事谢恩。
And all things give thanks.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
虽然我们的话语都有限。
Though our words are so limited.
但是我们心里面对你充满了感恩。
But our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
是你的恩典让我们今天可以坐在这里。
It is your grace that enables us to sit here.
是你的恩典让你的生命今天永远不离开我们。
It is your grace that causes your life never to depart
from us. 你永远跟我们同在。
You are forever with us.
你永远爱我们。
You forever love us.
有一天你要把我们带到那荣耀里去。
One dayYou will carry us into glory.
主啊，当我们在这里一一数算你恩典的时候
，Lord, as we count your blessings one by one,
就已经让我们感恩不尽。
And we can't cease to give thanks.
更何况在我们生活里面，你还赐给我们这么多的恩典。
And not to say in our daily life, there's so much of your blessings.
你给我们这么可爱的孩子
，such wonderful children.
你给我们这么好的家庭
，such a wonderful family.
你给我们这么好的父母
，such wonderful parents.
你给我们这么好的弟兄姊妹们
，such wonderful brothers and sisters.
哦，主耶稣，我们越数算，我们越要来谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, the more we count.
但愿我们真学会，
May we truly learn
凡事谢恩
to give thanks in all things.
好让我们无论做什么
that no matter what we do,
或说话或行事
whatever we say, whatever we do,
我们都能够奉主耶稣的名
that we do it in the name of the Lord,
也能够借着他感谢父神
that through you, O Lord Jesus, to give thanks to the Father.
谢谢你
we thank you.
你祝福我们底下的波饼聚会
bless our time of breaking bread.
释放我们对你的感恩和赞美
release our words of thanksgiving and praise toward you.
奉主耶稣基督的名
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。